You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Jason Lewis here to look ahead to the best that League One and Two has to throw at us this weekend. Three games in each to come, including a televised contest on Monday evening. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But first things first, good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to have you back, although I did have a winner last weekend, so hopefully you're not a cursed omen for me this week. So we'll have to wait and see. But last week went quite well for me, so hopefully we can repeat that.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Some good games as well this week, aren't there?
Yeah, plenty of good games. Midweek action for a lot of teams in the divisions, really hotting up. We're getting through these sort of postponements that are around the division. So games coming thick and fast. In some divisions, teams pulling away. In League Two, still very tight for that sort of third automatic spot and throughout the playoffs. So everyone's looking for wins because obviously you've got the relegation fights as well. And hopefully we can delve in somewhere and pick out a few winners.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll start in League One then with Bradford against Rochdale. Bradford's are priced up at even money. The draw 11-5 and Rochdale are 13-5 coming into this. So Bradford, fairly short price favourites. They come into this in 8th spot with Rochdale in 16th. Rochdale haven't been in fantastic nick of late, it has to be said. They drew at home to Crewe, who are trying to mount their own escape act at the bottom of the table. They were 2-0 up as well early on in that game, Rochdale, and threw it away, rather. Bradford, on the other hand, coming off the back of two straight wins, an impressive 4-0 win at Peterborough and then a 2-0 win at home to Southend, two sides that are around them in the table, and if they can continue this form, then there's a chance that they could sneak into a playoff place. Even money. Is that about fair, Jason?
I think it's a fair price for a Bradford side that are looking really strong at home again. It's one defeat in 9 home games for them, 6 wins and 2 draws in that run. And to come with back-to-back wins at Peterborough and over Southend, they've really got to be confidence flowing coming into this game against a Rochdale side, really now. 3 games without a win, 1 win in their last 6, losing 4 of those. On the slide, really, since the turn of the year, I'd say. And I looked into the history because you can sort of plot against this season, against last season. Actually, they've never been lower than this position since September last season, Rochdale. So it could be that they're on a bit of a downward spiral. They're not in a relegation fight at all. I think they're too good for that. But they've played Crewe twice in the last couple of weeks and they only got a point out of that game. And coming to this Bradford side, really, away from home, just won 3 games all season, Rochdale, and only 1 win in their last 6 on their travels. You look at Bradford, only failed to score in 3 of their 14 home games this season. And they are very low scoring games in general, just 27 goals in total at Valley Parade all season, 16 by Bradford and 11 by teams coming to visit them. So it's an average of less than 2 goals a game. But I see Bradford here, fair price for their even money. It gets this point in the season where it's a bit difficult to find your bigger prices there with some teams sort of finding their form consistently week after week. But I think if you want to play this one smart, I think the Bradford and under 2.5s there around 3-1 when I looked at it yesterday, a very good bet for me really, when Bradford aren't a side that are going to go gung-ho and absolutely blow you out of the park, and Rochdale really just aren't scoring a lot of goals, scored only 16 goals away from home. When you've conceded 23, it just leaves you struggling to see where they're going to get the results from really. And that's there. And I just think a nice little bet in this one. Bradford to win the first half at home, 7 goals in the first half of matches and conceded just 1. And Rochdale aren't really fast coming out of the traps away from home, scored just 4 away goals in the first half of matches and conceded 14. So Bradford to win the first half there is quite a nice price, but definitely pro Bradford in this game. I just think Rochdale going for a tough time at the moment and they're going to need a win somewhere, but I just don't think it's going to come in this game.
Okay. Fair enough. The next game we're going to move on to is Chesterfield against Crewe. Chesterfield in 20th, Crewe in 22nd. This is a massive game, Jason. Chesterfield are 4-6. The draw is 11-4, and Crewe are 100-30. I'm going to continue my crusade of saying that Crewe are consistently overpriced. Yes, they've not had a great season by any means, but they're in decent nick of late. As I said, battle back to draw at Rochdale in midweek. Chesterfield have been really, really poor of late. They drew at bottom side Colchester when we last saw them. And Crewe will see this as a great opportunity to go level on points with Chesterfield. They wouldn't quite overtake them in terms of goal difference unless they absolutely annihilated them. I don't think that's likely. But at 100-30, personally, Jason, I thought they made some appeal here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this Crewe side, they're picking up results slowly but surely, and they're not doing it at a fast pace at all, but they're giving themselves every chance. And you say they see this game as an opportunity to get a good result and draw level with Chesterfield, but for me, they have to get a positive result in this game. I know they're on a good run, and they've turned things around. 6 unbeaten now, but there's only one win. In the big picture, it's given them every chance of staying up. A month ago, I said I think Crewe are possibly down, and they showed no signs of taking life, but they've taken 4 points from the two games against Rochdale, draws with 3 of the current top 6, Millwall, Walsall and Wigan. Now, when you're playing the teams around you, this is when you need to go out and put a performance in, really. And their away record of 3 wins, 5 draws, 7 defeats, but I'd say Crewe are probably playing the best they've been playing all season. Just look at how their results are now. And what makes this game even more important for Crewe is they've got a very, very difficult run of games coming up now. After this game, they've got to go to Barnsley, who are absolutely flying at the minute. Southend, who will touch in the next game. Always a difficult place to go there around the playoff spots. And then in back-to-back weeks, they've got the top two. They've got Burton and Gillingham. So I know they've got results against some of the big teams in recent weeks, but you don't want to be have to count in your luck on getting results in those games. If you can get 3 points here, it sort of takes a bit of the pressure off some of those games. And this Chesterfield side really aren't offering a lot for me that makes me want to back them at the price they are in this game. Without a win in 5 games, ended a run of 4 straight defeats with that draw against Colchester. But I know disrespect to Colchester, but it's a draw with Colchester. It's not setting the world alight exactly. And at home, it's just 3 wins, as many draws and 9 defeats of the name. It's the third worst home record in the division. And they did hammer Shrewsbury 7-1. And we said at the time that that could be a turning point. It's proved not to be. It's their only home win since October. And it's just difficult to back them in this game. And Crewe here, they've got that 100-30 RI price. But to get one draw, no bet, 12-5, I think it's absolutely balmy for this Crewe side. I know they're away from home. I know they're down the bottom of the division. But against the Chesterfield side, when you just take how they've both been playing recently, bring into it confidence, I just think Crewe should be going into this game and getting a result, really. And if you want to say else, I really like Brad Immon at the minute. I was reading in the papers this week that a couple of championship ties are sniffing around him, but out of nowhere, really. He's only got 9 goals for the season, but he scored 6 in his last 7 games, and given Crewe something they haven't really had all season, and that's a genuine goal threat. So I think he's here to score anytime 11-4, but I wouldn't waver too far away from Crewe draw no bet again at 12-5. It's such a good bet in this game, I think, that they've been matching better teams than Chesterfield and probably should have got a couple more points than they've actually got. So in this game, I expect them to get a good result.
Okay, still pro-Crewe then in that one. Next up is Southend against Burton. It's the Monday night game, 7:45, the kickoff time for this. Southend are 15-8, the draw 23-10, and Burton are 5-4. Southend in 7th spot were in decent nick prior to losing at Scunthorpe and then at Bradford as well. They'll be looking to return to winning ways at home, and they have been in decent enough form this season at Roots Hall. A few defeats at the turn of the year against Millwall and Doncaster. They got tonked at home both times, but have followed that up with wins against Coventry and Colchester, and they'll be looking to get back in the playoff places. They couldn't quite do it if they win here, but they can go level on points with Millwall if other results go their way. Burton, though, different story. Again, another side who have had their problems in recent weeks, but winning at home to Bradford and then winning at home to Chesterfield have put them bang on track to, well, not just get promoted, but to win the league, Jason, and they're 5 points clear of Gillingham with a game in hand as things stand. They are 5-4 to win this. Not the best price I've ever seen, because Roots Hall can be a tricky place to go, but they'll fancy their chances, won't they?
Yeah, again, it's the league leaders. It's like I touched it last week with Burton and again with Northampton. So I'm so confident in both of these league leaders to see the job through and win the titles, really. I think Burton, it just seems nothing seems to faze me. They lost Jimmy Floyd, Hasselbank. What have they done? They've just kept on going, kept on plugging away. And touched it last week, they looked like they'd faltered, but it came at a sort of good time because no one really in this division has been grabbing the ball by the horns as such, other than Barnsley, who are charging up their way through mid-table. So you look at Burton here, two wins in a row at home over at Bradford and Chesterfield, you say. Last time out, away from home, did lose at Rochdale. That ended a streak of four straight wins for them. But they're just such a difficult team to look past just because they concede so few goals. And when you do not let in goals, you've always got a chance to win the game. It sounds like obvious, but it's just plain as day, really. 24 goals they've conceded in 30 league games. So they're always one goal away from winning a game, basically. And it only takes a second to score the goal. This is the most cliche 2 minutes of podcast I've ever done.
I like it.
But Burton are just a sort of classic. When you look at a title winning side, they say that they've just got the defence that will shut up shop and get the job done. And Southend is a difficult place to go. And at home, they have been doing well. Won their last two home games 3-0 against Colchester and Coventry. And Coventry are a good side, but again, I don't want to bang on Colchester, but it's Colchester. So for Southend, it's difficult for me to just look away from Burton because I am such a fan of how they do their business and how they play their football. And I want it to be more pro-Burton than that 5-4, and they haven't got the prices yet, but the wordplay, this one, Burton to win 2-0 always is the bet. Ever since I've been doing this podcast in League 2 and now in League 1, it's just Burton to win 2-0 always seems to come in more times than it doesn't, really. 12 of their 20 wins this season have been 2-0. Picked up 9 away wins so far this season, 7 of them have been 2-0, and a staggering 5 1-0 wins. I wouldn't go as far to tell you to all bet on 1-0, but Burton to win this game 2-0 when Southend have had 10 defeats this season, and 9 of them have been 2-0. So when they do lose, they just seem to be able to not turn up at the races and just struggle to break a team down. And that included when these sides met back in October. So I think Burton to win the game, it probably won't be the prettiest game of football you'll see on a Monday night. But for Burton, it'll be another 3 points on the board. And I think it's just going to chip away as they sort of don't ease their way to promotion, but get there at sort of a canter.
Okay, another win then for promotion chasing Burton, perhaps, in League One. Move to League Two then, and we'll start with Northampton, who are top of League Two. They're at home to Wickham. Northampton, well clear. 8 points clear coming into this, and, well, they look home and host, don't they? They're 18 points clear of fourth place to Accrington. Barring an absolute collapse of monumental proportions, they'll be plying their trade in League One next year. But can they get past Wickham, who are in fifth spot, have had a good season themselves, look set for a playoff place as things stand, but it's very, very tight in and around the playoff area in League Two. The betting looks like this. Northampton, 11-10, the draw 21-10, and Wickham are 12-5. Why on earth are the league leaders odds against again, Jason?
I don't know, and I backed it last week, and I'll back it again this week, and I'll just keep backing it until someone gives me a reason not to back it. Because everything tells me that Northampton are just an unstoppable force. 8 wins in a row now for them. They went to Oxford in midweek, got the job done. That gives them a 12-point gap over them in third place. Accrington and Wickham themselves outside the playoffs, even further back. And it's just, I said to a friend the other day, they could wrap this division up by Easter. And it's not even a joke. It's getting crazy now, the way they're just picking up points when everyone else seems to be slipping up at teams they should be beating. They're top of the league, they're top of the home table, they're top of the away table, they've scored the most goals in the division, they've scored 56, and Wickham are no mugs, they've got 36 themselves, not a terrible total, but compared to Northampton's 56 goals, don't really let a load of goals in. And I know Wickham are a good side, but it's just difficult to go against Northampton here when they are so in form, so strong. They missed out just on getting promotion last season. They've come back with a vengeance. And for Wickham, it is back-to-back wins. Came at a vital time for them, really, after just one win and 4 defeats throughout January and the start of February. But they're amongst this chasing pack, trying to keep in touch with Oxford, who, out of any of the current top three, are the only ones that seem to be stuttering, and that's only slightly. So it's going to take a lot for any of these teams to break into the top three, I fear. And with Wickham, it's just how you play this game. If 11-10 isn't enough for you, I think 11-10 is enough for me for Northampton to win this game. You could have them on minus one here because they've been scoring so many goals. But personally, and it's difficult to go that way at times when you look at Wickham, who've conceded just 9 goals on their travels this season. But the reverse fixture when these sides met early in the season, Northampton won it 3-2. And I think Northampton and 3 or more goals in the match, 12-5 is a fantastic bet in this game. That's the way I'd play this one personally. Other people might disagree with me, but 14 of their matches this season, of their wins this season, have landed with 3 goals in the match. So I'm confident of them coming into this one off the back of 2 good away performances and giving the home fans something to shout about.
OK, fair enough. I'm going to nap in that game, but we'll get to that later. But again, Northampton should not be that bright. No chance. They are too good as things stand. Next up is Barnet against Wimbledon. Barnet in 18th spot, Wimbledon in 10th. Wimbledon, even though they are in 10th, very much in with a chance of getting into the playoffs. Barnet look pretty much settled in lower mid-table. Barnet are 11-5. The draw 11-5. Wimbledon 23-20. Deserved favourites, but do they get the job done here, Jason?
I'm not sure they do, to be honest. It's a tricky game to look at on the face of it when you've got these two sides who... Barnet, a much better home side than they are away from home. It's absolutely staggering the difference in their records. They got the third best home record in the division, only better by Northampton and Plymouth. 27 points from 14 games, so 8 wins at home. And away from home, they've just got 9 points. So it's absolutely balmy. And then you look at Wimbledon at the same time. They've started to pick up some results at home. And I said a couple of weeks ago they needed to do that if they were going to go into sneak into the playoffs. They're one of these teams in that pack that are trying to break into them. But it's so tight in that sort of group. And you need to put a real run together. And I'm just not sure Wimbledon have it in them, really. They've won their last 3 away games. And they are undefeated in 8 games on the road. So people might question why I'd back against them in this game. But I just have a feeling that Barnet at home are a very good side, very difficult to break down. Always seem to pick up results that you wouldn't expect them to get when you look at their league position. And that's why you've got a bit of value on Barnet in this game. And I think it's fair to say they win this game just about for me. It's going to be very edgy. I don't expect it to be an absolute goals fest. And it often really isn't for Barnet when they play their matches. And their only 2 recent defeats came against Northampton. We spoke their praises a bucket load already, and Cambridge, who on their day are very difficult to beat. So I think for Wimbledon coming to a tough place like Barnet, it's going to be a real test of their side. And I think just 6 points between 4th and 12th in the division, I think it's too much for a Wimbledon team who are putting a good bit of consistency together now. But can I see them keeping up between now and the end of the season? I don't think so. And I think here's a game where you take the outsider and you take Barnet to win this game at 9-5, because I think it's just a really good bet.
Okay.
Because they're just such a better home side.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you on that one. I mean, Wimbledon, they're just no price, are they? Even you could certainly give them a chance, but there'll be better 23-20 shots, I think, available through the course of the weekend. Well, they're nearly the same price as Northampton, put it that way.
Yeah, and Barnet's even growing now. It's 11-5, I was saying, not 9-5 when I looked at 11-5 now. Mm. So you're getting better than 2-1 on a side with the third best home record in the division. I don't really care who they're playing, they're going to give them a game.
Okay. Right, the final game we're going to look at is Bristol Rovers against Morecambe. Bristol Rovers 6-10, the draw 11-4, and Morecambe in the betting at 4-1. Bristol Rovers in 8th, but having a little bit of a blip of late. They've not won in 3. Morecambe in worse form, though. Pretty rank form. They're not going to go down. But still, their season risks paling away into nothingness, really. Bristol Rovers 6-10. Again, deserved favourites, but pretty short, Jason.
Yeah, very short. If you're looking at Bristol Rovers mark in this game, you've got to be, and you're looking for profit, you've got to be clever with where you put your money, and hopefully we can find that with what I'm going to put up in a minute. But talk about Morecambe first. Sitting 17th in the table, they've got to be sort of looking over their shoulder, but they're kind of glad that how poor the bottom 3 or 4 teams in this division are, that they've kind of got away with it and won't have much to focus on, really. Because recent form, last 6 games, 5 defeats and 1 draw, and that draw against Portsmouth, they needed their goalkeeper to pop up for a last-minute corner and head it in for a 93rd-minute equaliser. So it's not like they battled Portsmouth all day and gave them a great game. They just snuck one in late on, really. So they don't have problems finding the net themselves, scoring in their last 14 matches. But in that time, they've kept just 2 clean sheets and won only 3 games. They got the worst defence in the division, 57 goals conceded in 31 matches. And they make up for it with 52 goals scored. So you just think, could they have sorted out their defence and been higher up in the table? But I think it's too late now for that sort of thing to change. And staggeringly, their 15 away matches this season have got 12 different scorelines. So coming into this one, I think the way to play it is Bristol, Rovers and both teams to score, because I think they will win this game. Mm. Morecambe have a knack of recently scoring goals in games. And I think Bristol Rovers are just going to just have a bit too much for them, because they are just the better side. And like Wimbledon, hoping to slot themselves into the playoffs amongst the hosted teams. So I looked at it earlier, 11-4 for Bristol Rovers and both teams to score in this game. I think it's a good little combo bet that weekend, to get, this weekend, to get a bit more value on your Bristol Rose win. That's going to be an ACCA banker for a lot of people, I think.
Okay. Right, fair enough. We'll move on to the Naps then. As I mentioned earlier, I was keen on a Northampton-based bet. 11-10 is perfectly fine, but I'm being greedy. I'm going with them to win to nil. It was 9-5. It's now 11-5. So a pretty big jump, actually, in price there, but I'm not going to complain about that. So Northampton to beat Wickham to nil for me. For Pete Farries, you can hear his podcast just above us on the playlist here, looking at the Championship action. He's gone for Sheffield Wednesday to win and both teams to score. They're away at Preston this weekend. That's a massive 5-1. What's it going to be for you, Jason?
Well, I did really like Northampton in that game, but I was just a bit wary with how Wickham do have quite a good defence, whether it's going to keep Northampton down to maybe a 1-0 or a 2-0 win. So, but I'm going to go elsewhere, and I do really like Crewe this weekend. I think it could be a big result for their season, and they could look back if they do stay up and get a positive result. So draw no bet on Crewe, 12-5. Wouldn't want to bet them to win, but to still get them to draw this game, and I get my money back, 12-5 on Crewe is the Nap this weekend for me.
Okay, so a bit of insurance there as well. But Crewe at 12-5, draw no bet, the selection for Jason. You put those three together and it comes to 64.28-1. Probably the biggest treble that we've put up this season, but we're all contributing to that. It's not that we're, a couple of us have got shorties and then there's one big one. They're all fairly big. So Northampton to win to nil, 11-5. Sheffield Wednesday to win and both teams to score, 5-1. And Crewe draw no bet at 12-5. And don't forget, of course, if Crewe do draw that, then it's still an 18-1 double. So you can't knock that. Fingers crossed with that. Best of luck with all of your bets, Jason. And the same to you, listeners. And we'll be back next week.
Have a good weekend. Hope you get some winners, guys.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.